This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Glenda M. Young, Appellant versus State of Missouri, Respondent, decided July 30th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division Glenda M. Young, Appellant, Num. SD 385104 versus Deans, filed July 30th, 2025, State of Missouri, Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Douglas County. Honorable Raymond Gross, Judge vacated and remanded Glenda Young, Movant, appeals from an Order 1, denying her amended Rule 29.15 motion for post-conviction relief without an evidentiary hearing. 2. In 4 points on appeal, Movant alleges the motion court erred when it 1. Denied, without an evidentiary hearing, a claim for ineffective assistance of counsel relating to failing to call an expert witness. 2. Denied without an evidentiary hearing, a claim for ineffective assistance of counsel relating to failing to request a competency evaluation. 3. Found the initial 29.15 motion was untimely. 3 and 4. Failed to conduct an abandonment hearing on the amended motion, which was untimely filed. Finding point 4 to be meritorious and dispositive of this appeal, we vacate the motion court's denial of 1. The actual ruling is denominated as a judgment. 2. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2020, unless otherwise specified. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 3.3 is moot, as the motion court correctly treated Movant's initial 29.15 motion as having been timely filed. 2. Post-conviction relief and remand the matter for an abandonment hearing. A full account of the facts is not necessary to the resolution of this matter. In summary, after victim and Movant were married, victim named Movant the beneficiary in certain estate planning documents. Victim later developed a romantic relationship with another female. After Movant learned about victim's infidelity, Movant took out additional insurance policies on the victim. On January 20th, 2017, victim placed calls from his cell phone in which he had difficulty speaking but appeared to say, "I've been shot." Movant called the sheriff's department from the home phone and reported that victim had accidentally shot himself when he was cleaning a gun. Movant said that she was not home at the time of the incident. Victim was deceased when law enforcement arrived. The case proceeded to a bench trial before the Honorable Calvin Holden. The trial court found Movant guilty of first-degree murder, bar 565-020, and armed criminal action, ACA, bar 571-015.11. The trial court sentenced Movant to life without parole for murder and a concurrent term of 30 years for ACA on June 28, 2020. Post-conviction relief procedural history Movant filed her initial 29.15 motion to vacate, set aside, or correct the judgment or sentence prematurely on November 30, 2020. On December 10, 2020, the motion court entered an order appointing the state public defender to represent Movant. Movant's conviction was thereafter affirmed by this C-Art on August 12, 2022, and the mandate issued August 30, 2022. On September 9, 2022, appointed counsel entered an appearance. On December 28, 2022, appointed counsel filed Movant's amended motion. Movant's Rule 29.15 action was later assigned to the Honorable Raymond Gross. On April 2, 2024, the motion court issued findings of fact and conclusions of law without an evidentiary hearing. The motion court found that Movant's initial motion was untimely because 3. She did not file it within 90 days after the issuance of the mandate. The motion court further found that the amended motion was untimely because it was filed more than two years after the pro se motion. The motion court, in an abundance of caution, addressed the merits of both Movant's initial pro se and amended motions in its judgment denying post-conviction relief. Standard of review. This court reviews for whether the motion court's findings of fact and conclusions of law were clearly erroneous. Flaherty v. State, 694, S.W. 3, 4113, 416, Moyer Bank, 2024. Findings of fact and conclusions of law are clearly erroneous when, in light of the entire record, this court is left with the definite and firm impression a mistake was made. In or point 4, the Movant asserts, and the state agrees, that the motion court clearly erred in failing to conduct an abandonment hearing on why the amended motion was untimely. There is no dispute that the filing of the amended motion by appointed counsel was untimely. 4. Pursuant to Rule 29.15G, effective on January 1, 2018, the amended motion was due to be filed within 60 days of the earlier of the date of this court's mandate and the appointment of counsel or the